I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, February 7th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, boy, it's kind of been raining, snowing a bit off and on today, and only 37 degrees.
Right now, UHP doing a traffic slowdown on I-15 in Utah County. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour. And it is a developing story. We are getting new details about a deadly shooting in West Valley City this noon hour, where police tell us a man showed up and shot his ex-wife. He also shot and killed her boyfriend. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the scene near 3600 South and 6100 West with the update. Paul?
Maria, this is a strange twist in this ending to the search for this suspect in this shooting. Roughly around 7:30 this morning, police say they got a call from a homeowner here on this street that saw somebody that appeared to be sleeping in the shower. So the police set up containment. They couldn't get any contact with him. They used a robot to go into the home because the homeowner said that the man was obviously armed. He said he wasn't moving. They deployed gas. He still didn't move. And then they went inside and they found out that this suspect had also shot himself, and he was found deceased in the shower. Now, this house, according to investigators, was completely unrelated to him. So why he chose that, they don't know. However, his girlfriend, his ex, has been taken to the hospital in serious condition. There were two children in the home when this happened. They've been taken from the scene, and officers are interviewing them with their special child protocol. They're not sure if he was under the influence when he did any of his actions, but there is a history of violence between the two, and officers say that the woman had a protective order against this suspect. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Neighbors in the West Valley City neighborhood where the shooting took place this morning are in shock. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik continues our team coverage.
Neighbors say at around 6:30, they were startled by the sound of gunfire.
First, I thought it was a backfire at first, but no. Then after that, then boom, 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 boom. I knew it was a gun.
This is a quiet residential area filled with families and kids. In fact, two kids ages 5 and 10 were inside the home where the shooting took place. Neither child was harmed, and they've been put in protection of other family members. Neighbors say they don't know much about the woman's prior history with her ex-husband, but that her home was typically quiet and she and her boyfriend were always friendly to everybody else in the neighborhood. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Another developing story we are following. Little Cottonwood Canyon remains closed right now after three different large avalanches came down this morning. UDOT says they haven't seen conditions this extreme for some time, and the danger will likely be around for the next 24 hours. Heavy machinery is in the canyon right now trying to clear the huge amounts of snow off the road, and there isn't a set time when the canyon will be able to reopen. All the people in the top of the canyon in the resorts will just have to stay put for now.
The race for Utah governor.
Former Ambassador John Huntsman Jr. is making headlines today, announcing his running mate pick as he tries to once again become Utah's governor. Huntsman has picked Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi. Here's a clip from a video his campaign released on social media.
She's already been an historic figure and a great mayor of Provo. Ladies and gentlemen, the next lieutenant governor of the state of Utah, Michelle Cafusi.
Cafusi was born and raised in Provo. She was elected as mayor after former mayor John Curtis was elected to Congress.
I am so excited and honored and privileged that you would ask me to join your team.
This afternoon, both Huntsman and Cafusi will be on live mic with Lee Lonsberry. You'll be able to hear that at 2 o'clock right here on KSL News Radio. Plus, we will have reaction from other gubernatorial candidates throughout the afternoon. KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. The two patients who are being treated for coronavirus in suburban Chicago have been discharged from the hospital. ABC's Ryan Burrow with more.
The two patients will now be home under what Amita Health is calling the guidance of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Illinois Department of Public Health. The patients released a statement through the hospital system saying that while confined, everyone at the hospital was very kind and respectful. They also say they're looking forward to getting home and getting back to normal.
missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints that have been removed from the Hong Kong area because of the coronavirus scare are now returning home. We've heard from the family of Cameron Eldridge, who lives in Colorado. He returned home last night. He doesn't have any signs of the virus, but will spend the next 14 days away from most people and will be monitored for any flu-like symptoms. Extra police officers have been at East High School today. We are told the school's resource officer asked for extra uniformed officers as a precaution to a possible threat. Police do not believe that there's any danger to students or staff right now at East High School. Elizabeth Smart is telling more details about the assault that happened to her on a plane last summer. She tells KSL News Radio she realizes she froze as a reaction when she woke up to find a man's hand on her inner thigh.
The rest of the flight, I just sat there like a little bit torn, because on one hand I was angry that this could happen to me again. On the other hand, I just sat there thinking, well, what do I do now?
Afterwards, she decided to report it, and now the FBI is investigating. Tonight begins a 10-week session of self-defense classes that Smart developed. She says she wants other women and girls to be confident and trained in what to do. Coming up on KSL, we will have a preview of tonight's Democratic debate and a look at your noontime drive.
Looks like UHP had to clear something off the roadway northbound I-15 just after Pioneer crossing in American Fork and going to Lehigh Main Street. They've opened traffic back up, but residual delays continue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Get breaking news straight to your email inbox. Text the word inbox to 57500 for the day's top stories. On KSL News Radio.
Sometimes we tend to look to faraway places for the perfect getaway, a well-needed staycation or vacation in every possible direction. Stop. Perfect starts in Bear Lake Valley, a recreational paradise, often called the Caribbean of the Rockies. Now, you may not see someone pounding on steel drums, but you just might see this guy pounding on a tree. Bear Lake Valley lodging and vacation deals and discounts stand alone against any other stay or vacation anywhere else. It could be skiing, snowmobiling, tubes, ski-doos, snowshoeing, a fat tire mountain bike, or maybe just sitting on the deck and listening to this guy. Stay in incredible vacation rentals and check out their lodging and recreation deals too. Come on, take the first step. Visit bearlake.org and spend some time online deciding what cation suits you best. See it for yourself at bearlake.org. Visit Scenic Idaho.
A Valentine's Day gift that says more from Shane Company.
A sparkling diamond tennis bracelet, because there was a spark the moment you met.
An elegant necklace with a red ruby heart to symbolize your love.
A stylish pair of four-leaf clover diamond earrings to bring her luck every day.
Shane Company Valentine's Day gifts are made with natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires, as well as cultured pearls and gemstones in every color. Beautifully designed, high-quality jewelry from $100 to thousands.
Our diamond hoop earrings make a great gift for Valentine's Day. We have over 100 exquisite styles to choose from in yellow gold, white gold, and our signature shade of rose gold. With your Valentine's Day gift purchase, you'll receive free chocolate truffles and a card while supplies last. It's all you need to make this the most romantic day ever. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
And this portion of news sponsored by The Shane Company. For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit The Shane Company. Recapping our top story here on KSL News Radio, we've been telling you this morning about a deadly shooting in West Valley City. We're learning new details about that shooting where police tell us a man showed up and shot his ex-wife and then also shot and killed her boyfriend. Just within the past half hour, we learned that that man, the shooter, is now dead as well. We'll continue to bring you the very latest here on KSL News Radio. The Democratic Party's seven strongest presidential contenders are preparing for what could be the fiercest debate stage clash of the 2020 primary season. ABC's chief political analyst Matthew Dadsad says that this debate is very important for momentum after the debacle with the Iowa caucus.
Because it's going to settle where this race fundamentally goes. I think this race right now is heading towards a two-person race, a different two-person race than we thought a week ago, which we thought Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, and now it's becoming much more of a two-person race between Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg, and that's, I think, what the other candidates have to figure out how they crack.
Candidate Michael Bloomberg has been spending a lot of time and money in New Hampshire and Super Tuesday states, hoping to make a push there and break up the two-person lead between Sanders and Buttigieg.
Yeah, and I think, as we say, a two-person race of the field that's moving forward in these states, but a two-person race to face Michael Bloomberg in the huge contest coming up in Super Tuesday in this. I think we are at the point, and Joe Biden is the most pressure is on Joe Biden. I remember a scene from Rocky II when Adrian leans into Rocky and says, win. Joe Biden can't just do well. He has to win tonight.
A campaign aide for the former vice president says that he plans to make a forceful, fiery case for his candidacy. Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang will also participate in that debate. Meanwhile, in Iowa, the state's Democratic Party has extended until Monday a deadline for presidential candidates to request a review of the results of this week's Iowa presidential caucuses. That's in light of the reporting debacle that forced a days-long delay in final numbers from the contest and left inconsistencies in that final count. KSL News Time just passed 12:09. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria.
Another wet day.
It is, but it's still a happy Friday. The work week is wrapping up, and the delays we had northbound I-15 in Utah County also easing. UHP needed to clear something from the roadway, and so they conducted a slowdown, keeping all traffic held back northbound I-15 prior to Lehigh Main Street. The delays it caused back to Pleasant Grove Boulevard are finally easing up. Now, right now, we do want to remind everyone, Little Cottonwood Canyon remains closed for avalanche control. Restrictions in place for Big Cottonwood Canyon. And we do have a crash with possible injuries northbound Mountain View Corridor at Lake Avenue. That's going to be about 5600 West near 114th South. Don't miss the boat show Friday through Sunday, February 9th at the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Advanced tickets are available at UtahBoatShow.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Valley rain showers with high elevation snow and temperatures about 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, it's raining and 37 degrees. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, more charter planes return to the U.S. today, filled with Americans getting out of China because of the coronavirus. We will go in-depth on the coronavirus coming up following ABC News at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit GrandpaSDental.com.
Buy one, get one half off at Tuacon Amphitheater 72-hour sale. Starting February 11th, get an incredible discount on single tickets to fantastic shows like Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Annie. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Because history is the story told by the winners of the night. You imply a little.
Also, in the Indoor Haven Theater, see the rockin' musical Smokey Joe's Cafe. And a winter show to be announced soon. Don't miss your first chance to get single tickets for Tuacon's 2020 Broadway season at an amazing deal. That's buy one, get one half off on single tickets to Tuacon. Mark your calendars for February 11th through the 13th and use promo code radio at tuacon.org or call our friendly box office at 800-746-9882. Don't miss out. 800-746-9882.
Do you know that mortgage rates have plummeted to a three-year low? Internet nearing historic lows. At the same time, home values have gone up roughly 50% in the last several years. However, they seem to be peaking now. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work by paying off high-rate credit cards, personal loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Maybe you just want to lock in a lower rate or refinance out of paying mortgage insurance. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
If you see news, you can text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. We always love hearing from you. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a disturbing ending to the search for a suspect of a deadly shooting in West Valley. Police say the man shot and killed his ex's boyfriend, then shot himself in a completely unrelated house. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Little Cottonwood Canyon is closed and could be closed for some time because of three avalanches that broke loose this morning. People in the resorts near the top of the canyon are being told to stay put. Third is look at your noontime drive sponsored by Mountain America's cash bonus on balance transfers. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, for those who are traveling on Highway 89 near Logan Summit in Cache and Rich Counties between Bear River Mountain and Garden City, crews have closed the roadway there until further notice due to high winds and blowing snow. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered Valley rain showers today. High temperatures about 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Light rain in downtown Salt Lake City and 40 degrees. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Democratic presidential field squarely focused on New Hampshire ahead of Tuesday's primary. Tonight, seven of the candidates square off in a debate in Manchester.
This debate could be the fiercest yet as the candidates look to break through the cloud of the Iowa caucuses while there's still time to impress voters like Tina.
I'm deciding between Elizabeth Warren and another candidate.
Who's the other candidate?
Pete Buttigieg.
What's the choice wrestling in your mind?
Electability. I look at Pete as a young, like Obama was, had just enough experience. But I like Elizabeth Warren for what she stands. She's a strong woman.
She'll be tuning in to see which candidate has the fire to take on President Trump. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Manchester.
Royal Caribbean says any guest with a Chinese, Macau, or Hong Kong passport or anyone who's been to those regions in the last 14 days will not be allowed to board their ships. A Royal Caribbean ship docked in Bayonne, New Jersey, after four passengers with a history of Chinese travel showed signs of illness. Royal Caribbean says the CDC did not find any signs or symptoms of coronavirus in them. ABC chief medical correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton says more diagnoses in the U.S. are likely.
Diagnostic kits are going out to about 100 regional centers now to expedite testing because before about today and yesterday, they all had to go to Atlanta. So we will see more cases in the United States.
And let's go in depth now on the coronavirus. More charter planes returned to the U.S. today, filled with Americans getting out of China because of that virus. And Jennifer Ashton says the 2 weeks that these people will be quarantined is very important to public health. This also might apply to the cruise ship that docked in New Jersey that has some people on board from China showing symptoms.
It is part of the key steps in controlling an outbreak. So the steps of any outbreak control are identify, we've done that, isolate, that's where the quarantine comes in, and travel restrictions, quarantine, are appropriate responses on the part of governments to safeguard public health. And then we move on to diagnosis and treatment. We're seeing those flights quarantined. I would be shocked if this latest cruise ship that just docked in Bayonne, New Jersey, is not quarantined. You're potentially exposing New York City and the tri-state area to people who may be harboring this coronavirus. So again, quarantine isolation is the cautious step and is erring on the side of caution.
China has said it's doing all it can to stop the spread of the disease, but Dr. Ashton says every country needs to be taking steps to monitor and stop the spread.
Listen, it looks like it's already out of China, okay? So right now, we have to talk about what's going on and the response here in this country. You know, we have to remember also we're in the middle of flu season. The symptoms of coronavirus, which are really look just like influenza, fever, then dry cough, shortness of breath. Big news in the last day and good news for the United States is that diagnostic kits are going out to about 100 regional centers now to expedite testing because before about today and yesterday, they all had to go to Atlanta. So we will see more cases in the United States.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Time to take a look at your traffic. Is sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on Balance Transfers. Ricky Meese, what's going on?
Well, up to the north, way up north, we've had some problems. They do have a closure of Highway 89 between Logan. It's basically Logan Canyon from the summit over to Garden City due to blowing snow. There has also been an accident. Looks like this may be in the cleanup stages in Sardine Canyon, Box Elder County. It looks like some traffic is able to get around it, but it's just an indication of the nasty weather conditions that we have as you're traveling in Box Elder, Cache, or even Rich counties up to the north. So do be aware you could run into winter driving conditions and be prepared for that. Now, in the valley, we're actually looking at a pretty good drive on all our valley freeways. We do have a crash affecting traffic. This is Mountain View Corridor at about 114th South Lake Avenue. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Grant Wayman.
Rain showers the rest of the day and then kind of quitting by late afternoon and evening. High temperatures about 45. Tomorrow partly cloudy and 46, but we got more rain and snow late tomorrow afternoon. And early Sunday morning, we're looking at snow showers clearing Sunday afternoon with a high of 37. Monday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies. Nice day up to 35. Tuesday, plenty of sun and 38. More snow showers possible on Wednesday. High that day 35, and then partly cloudy 34 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
I don't know about you. I'm definitely ready to see the sun right now. Light rain and 40 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Well, not seeing a lot of sun on Wall Street today. The Dow right now down more than 300 points. A complete update of your money news coming up at 1225. KSL News Time, 1222.
Watch the world's best speed skaters compete on the fastest ice on Earth. Join the fast action fun of the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships at the Utah Olympic Oval, February 13th through 16th. With home ice advantage, Team USA will race the best skaters from the Netherlands, Russia, China, South Korea, and more for new world records and personal bests. Featuring 2018 Pyeongchang bronze medalist and defending 1,000-meter World Single Distances champion Brittany Bowe and two-time Olympian and defending men's mass start world single distances champion Joey Mantilla. The U.S. is fielding a strong lineup. During the competition, enjoy the Legacy Winter Festival featuring fun activities like face painting, axe throwing, and a mechanical bowl, along with live music, food trucks, and more. It's perfect for your whole family. Tickets for the ISU World Single Distances Speed Skating Championships are now available at smithtix.com. Find more information at utaholympiclegacy.org.
Many of us have acquired a lot of credit card debt during the holiday season, often with very high interest rates of 20 to 29%. With interest rates that high, how does anyone ever pay this debt off? The good news is you can get rid of your credit card debt and other debts by refinancing your mortgage by calling Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Rick has great technology and is closing the majority of mortgage loans in 12 to 22 days, paying off credit card debt at high interest rates of 20 to 29% for new interest rates of 4 to 5%, the savings can become huge. You can save hundreds or even thousands of dollars a month. Give Rick a call, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com and let Rick get the process started for you. Car payments, hospital bills, collections, any debt can be included. Call Rick, 801-809-SAVE, or click loansbyrick.com. That's loansbyrick.com. Simple, fast, professional. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, and Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, Equal Housing Lender. older. Some restrictions apply.
Attention type 2 diabetics. Amazing research has now shown type 2 diabetes can begin to be reversed in as little as 1 week. Don't believe it's true? In two short months, Clark, one of True Health's patients, went from diabetic to non-diabetic. He lost 30 pounds and dropped multiple pant sizes without exercise or radical diets. He even got off all diabetic meds, his statin, and he's about to kick his blood pressure to the curb in just two short months. These results were created by a new treatment approach many believe is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So why aren't you reversing your diabetes and telling the drug companies no thanks? The answer is often related to information that remains hidden from the type 2 diabetic community. A team of local doctors is releasing new diabetic information during a free diabetes lunch and seminar this Saturday at 1 p.m. Call 801-682-4415 to RSVP for the event. Seating is strictly limited, so call now to claim your seat this Saturday at 1 p.m. Call 801-682-4415 right now to reserve your seat. 801-682-4415.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee joins us now for a preview. Lee, what's coming up on the show?
There's a lot. When I woke up this morning, I did not expect to be covering so many topics today on the program, Live Mike. Today at 2 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio by former Governor John Huntsman, who'd like to become governor again. Mm-hmm. He made an announcement today that his running mate is Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi. The two of them, those two candidates, will be joining me in studio today at 2 o'clock. And speaking of candidates, here's one for you. Could you envision Senator Romney running again on a presidential ticket? Now, make note of the way I said that. On a ticket. Not for president. But what about vice president?
Yeah,
I have a theory I'd like
that.
To explore.
Okay.
I'm going to have a look at that on today's program.
Interesting.
Sure.
All right. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35 here on KSL News Radio. Watching Utah's Money at 12:25, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Pizza Hut has named a new interim president as it looks to reverse slumping sales. Kevin Hochman was credited with turning around KFC, and now he will try to do the same thing at Pizza Hut. KSL Drives. Mercedes-Benz is introducing a new camper van. The van comes with a pop-up roof that includes a sleeping area for two. The rear bench also folds down into a double bed. It's the first Mercedes of its kind for the U.S. market. Residents of Lake Placid, New York, say rental properties such as those listed by Airbnb are destroying their housing market. People have bought up most of the available homes in the resort town to turn into rentals, making it hard for anyone else to move there to live. And taking a look at your money at this moment, boy, despite a good jobs report, the Dow, well, a lot of negative numbers, not just the Dow. The Dow, however, is down by 312 points, sitting at 29,068. S&P 500 down by 21, and the NASDAQ, it's off by 73 points. There's a lot of talk about the Oscar nominees ahead of Sunday's Academy Awards, but how much do the actual golden statues given out as the awards cost? ABC's Daria Almaguer has the answer.
Talk about a return on your investment. Consider the price of an Oscar.
The statuette is 24 karat gold plated. Its value is at $400.
But Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez says it can mean a big pay raise for recipients.
There should be around a 20% boost in a pay for a best actor or best actress winner on their next film.
But like any investment, you can lose money on it.
The Academy Award Association says that no one can sell it, but they will buy it back from you for $1.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
$1? That doesn't sound right. Stay with us. Coming up next, we'll check your drive. KSL News Time, 1227.
It's a season that taxpayers love to hate. Whether you're anticipating a refund or not, a CPA should be the first person you think of to help you get the most from your taxes. CPAs are the most qualified professionals to prepare your taxes, maximize your refund, minimize your tax liability, and tax plan your future years. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box stores, along with extensive tax expertise. CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Your CPA can make valuable tax-saving suggestions that a software program can't anticipate. For 100 years, the Utah Association of CPAs has served the professional community as the go-to resource for education, training, and advocacy. As trusted advisors, they want you to get the best when it comes to tax filing. Hire a CPA and get the best. Listen to KSL every morning for tax tips from the UACPA. Go to UACPA.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's UACPA.org.
Visit KSL.com/win to score great prizes. This week, win tickets to Matchbox 20 with special guest The Wallflowers, September 13th at USANA Amphitheater. Or win tickets to the Utah RV Show, Utah's Outdoor Expo, February 13th through 16th at the Mountain America Expo Center. Plus, win tickets to Women in Rock as the Utah Symphony honors legendary ladies in rock, February 14th and 15th. It's all there. Enter now at KSL.com/win.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Cash Bonus on balance transfers. Ricky Meese, the wet roads affecting the drive?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty up in the northern part of Utah, way up north. Bucks, Elder, and Cache counties. In fact, we do have another crash in Sardine. It's northbound Highway 8991. It's between Manaway and Sardine Summit. Now, here a little closer to home, we do have a new crash. This is going to be northbound I-215's East Belt. It's prior to the I-80 Junction at about 30th South, and right now traffic only getting by on the right lane. Also a crash being cleared, Mountain View Corridor at about 114th South Lake Avenue. It's time to get a home energy plan from Dominion Energy and learn how you can conserve to save money on your monthly gas bill. Visit ThermWise.com to get started. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's a look at the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Rain showers for the remainder of the afternoon. High temperatures topping at about 45. Tomorrow starts off pretty nice, partly cloudy, 46. But another storm bringing in rain and snow showers late in the day tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. Light rain in downtown Salt Lake City and 40 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. The search for a man accused of shooting his ex-wife and killing her boyfriend is over. Police say the suspect shot himself roughly 3 miles northeast of the original shooting scene on Deanne Drive. West Valley Police spokesperson Roxanne Vinuku says they got a call from a man claiming there was an armed person in his shower.
We used a robot to enter the house and determined that the person who was in the shower, who was lying in the shower, was not moving. This person did match the description of the suspect in this case.
Vinuku says officers later determined the man died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. She says there appears to be no connection whatsoever to the suspect and the family who lives in the home. Elizabeth Smart says she's sick of being a victim and sick of others being victims. She's giving more details about what happened to her last summer when she says she was sexually assaulted on an airplane. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
She froze at 14 years old when kidnapped from her bedroom. She froze last summer when she woke up to find a man in the airplane seat next to her touching her inappropriately. But Elizabeth Smart says this to other victims.
They did nothing wrong. It's not their fault for whatever's happened. And if they froze, that is a completely natural instinct.
She says the FBI knows the man's name and their investigation is continuing. Because of what happened, Smart told us about her new line of self-defense classes. She also wants them to stay connected even after the 10-week course is over. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Officials at Brigham Young University say they are looking into reports of racist comments made last night at a campus event. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt reports it was a public panel discussion on race and immigration.
Students say they were allowed to submit anonymous questions to the panel, as well as see questions posed by others, but some of them are reported to ask insensitive, tone-deaf, or outright racist questions. BYU took to Twitter this morning to say it's aware of what happened and is investigating. The university says it condemns racism in any form.
Faculty at the event are said to be compiling a report to be brought before school officials. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently down by 275 points. It sits at 29,108. S&P 500, it's off by 24, and the NASDAQ is down by 57 points. Straight ahead on Utah's Noon News, another update of your traffic and weather on this rainy day. Stay with us. KSL News Time, 1232.
Have you been struggling with ED? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Now I know this can be an uncomfortable subject for many men, but there is finally a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require pills, injections, or surgery. It's called acoustic wave therapy, clinically shown and FDA cleared to increase blood flow. Exactly what a guy struggling needs more of. There is finally a long-term fix that can help you. Now, if you're struggling with ED and sick of the medication, pick up the phone and call us right now. We will do an initial assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound with our medical doctor totally free. That's normally $300. There's no obligation and no strings attached. Pick up the phone and call us right